The Gemara Daf Pei Aleph and Aleph brings down a brisa towards the bottom. The Amud Tana Rabbanan Shmarli Veshmer Lacha Hashileni Vashilcha Shmarli Vashilcha Hashileni Veshmer Lach Kulon Nasu Shem Yisachar Zelazed. They're all considered Shem Yisachar. In fact, the Markash about my Shmir Bebailim, which should be Shmir Bebailim. And the Gemara says, "Amar Papa Damer LeShmarli Hayom Veshmer Lacha LeMachar." So in the Kash of the Gemara of Shmir Bebailim, Rashi says, "But the Ramaschal Shmir Bebailim as Shmarli Veshmer Lacha Kai." This is only going on the case of Shmarli Veshmer Lacha. That is considered a Shemir B'Bailim. And therefore the Gemara's kasha is not going on in those cases. Those cases are not considered Shemir B'Bailim Bichla. And the question is, why not? In the case of Hashileni V'Ashilcha, that should be considered a Shemir B'Bailim because both of them are considered to be Shemir B'Bailim. Why is that not considered a case of Shmir B'Bailim? And the Vachanan says, Gemalik Kiddush, based on this Rashi, he writes this in the Kerbet Shirvim, Psachim, Leisid Zayin. You see from Rashi that a Shayel has no Chiyuv Shmir. There is no Chiyuv Shmir on a Shayel B'Chal. He's not Mechiyuv to be Shmir. He's different than a Shem Echinam and a Shem Esachar who have Chiyuv Shmir. He does not have a Chiyuv Shmir. He only has a Din Achrayas. It's a Din Achrayas that is Chai B'Ainz. And if something happens, he has to pay. But a Chiyuv Shmir does not have, and for that reason, it's not considered Shmir B'Bailim. That's the Gvaldik Chiddush he wants to show from this Rashi over here. Other Rishon Machalik, but he says that's Rashi Shita, there's no Din Shmir by a Shoyal. And the Chayyab, what he's saying is Tzarechia, number one, Mnei Yobay over here in the Braisa, Tzarechia to say that, because the Braisa ends off that all these cases over here, it says Kula Nasa Shem Esachas, all these cases have a Din of Shem Esachas, even if you want to tell me that a regular Shoyal does not have a Chiyuv Shmir, but and this does not have a din of a regular shayl. He has a din of a shayl sachar because he's getting hana. So then Michal doesn't make sense to say over here that he doesn't have a chiyuv shmir. If he's a shayl sachar, then everybody has a chiyuv shmir. So that's Sarichin Michal, how it fits in over here. And it's also shver from Rashi, but Bakam, Daf Dadam and Beis, Rashi Lechara is mavur, not like Rabbi Chanan is saying, because the Gemara says over there, Tani Ravesh, Shlesh, also Abbas Nezikin. There are 13 Abbas Nezikin, Shemachina, Mashal, Nesachar, Masachar, Nazak, Tzara, Reba, a whole list over there. And then and this that we call these shomrim, when we call them mazikin, we call them avos mazikin. So Rashi says like this: Rashi starts off kol hanach d'arbeishia. So he says kol hanach d'arbeishia who atzma mazik. He himself is a mazik. The hanach d'al shomrim hein atzma hiziku. These the case of the four shomrim. They themselves are mazik. Hoyol lo shambu karoi. When mazikin does a goof, look at my misnisin. So it's like Rashi, all these Dal Shemim are considered that they themselves are Mazik, they're Mazik Begufam. Why? Because they weren't Shem Makarai. Their lack of Shemira is considered a Hezek. So it's Mavur from Rashi that the he's going on Shail and he says that because he didn't Shemir, that's because there was no Shemira, that's considered a Hezek. So the Chayat Mefurish in Rashi that there's a Chiv Shemira on a Shail. So it's Tzarechian and Abu Chan is saying in Shitas Rashi that Rashi holds that there is no Chiv Shemira on a Shail. That's Tzarechim, but that's Lamaisai wants to live. Shan Rashi over here, the Shail is different than other Shaimim. He has a Chiyuv Achrayis, but does not have a Chiyuv Shmir.